This is Radio Nepal. I'm T. Kaprasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Constitutional Council recommends Man Bahadur Karki for appointment as Chief Election Commissioner. Kathmandu Valley water supply to remain suspended throughout the monsoon after flooding at the source of Melamchi Drinking Water Project. At least 32 people die after overcrowded bus plunges into ravine in Pakistan. And France records 2,000 excess deaths as peak heat wave as Europe braces for more extreme weather. Now the news in detail. The Constitutional Council has recommended Man Bahadur Karki from Morang for appointment as the Chief Election Commissioner. The Council meeting held today at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers decided to recommend Karki's name as the Chief Election Commissioner. The meeting also decided to recommend Dr. Rajiv Subba from Kathmandu for the vacant post of Election Commissioner and Guru Prasad Wagle from Okhaldhunga for the post of Election Commissioner, which will be vacant from the 7th of July, informed Council Member and Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives, Ruby Kumari Thakur. There is a constitutional provision for the Constitutional Council to recommend the names of qualified individuals for vacant positions in various constitutional bodies, including the Chief Election Commissioner and Election Commissioners. Six different bills have been tabled in today's meeting of the National Assembly. National Assembly Secretary Tul Bahadur Kajal tabled the message received from the House of Representatives relating to Finance Bill 2083 Bikram Sambat, Bill to Raise National Debt 2083, Public Procurement Second Amendment Bill 2083, and the Prevention of Money Laundering Third Amendment 2083. Similarly, the message received from the House of Representatives relating to Cooperatives, the First Amendment Bill, and a bill designed to amend some Nepal Acts related to Institute of Health Sciences was also tabled in the National Assembly. Water supply to the Kathmandu Valley has been suspended from today throughout the monsoon after flooding at the source of Melamchi Drinking Water Project. According to Kathmandu Upatyaka Khanepani Limited, KUKL, the supply of water flowing from the Melamchi River to the Sundarijal-based treatment center has been suspended as the water at the source of the Melamchi water has become muddy, making the processing process complicated. The Kathmandu University KU has observed the 31st convocation, second phase, with 1,527 students graduated from various streams. The ceremony, chaired by Minister for Education and Sports and co-chancellor of the university, Susmit Pokhrel, was held at the university campus in Dhulikhel today. During the event, Minister Pokhrel presented certificates to the students who excelled in various disciplines. With recent update, the number of students graduated from KU has reached 51,567. The Ministry of Agriculture, Forest and Environment has released 500 million rupees to the Department of Livestock Services to compensate poultry farms. Farmers affected by the recent outbreak of bird flu in various districts of the country. The department had requested funds from the ministry to distribute compensation to farmers who have suffered financial losses due to bird flu. Department spokesperson Dr. Mukul Upadhyay said that the released funds will be used to provide compensation up to 75% of the loss to the affected poultry farmers. The Civil Service Hospital has extended its service to the Singhadarbar, the country's main administrative hub. The hospital has brought its service unit into operation from the ground floor of the Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration. According to the ministry, the unit aims to provide services to civil servants in an accessible and prompt way within their working stations, saving their travel time. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Bidesh gaye pari chinta ki na garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai
call garnus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*7# gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknuhuncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now to some international updates. A bus veered off a road and fell more than 20 meters into a ravine in western Pakistan on Friday, killing at least 40 people, officials said. A passenger bus traveling from Quetta to Peshawar plunged into a deep ravine in the mountainous Danasar area. The AP news agency cited Sanaullah Serani, the head of the Job District's emergency center, as saying 40 people have been confirmed dead and 11 others injured. Serani said that the injured passengers had been taken to hospital, three of them in critical condition. The bus was traveling from Quetta to Peshawar when it crashed in the Danasar mountain range. The cause of the crash is under investigation, but the preliminary report suggests a steering fault may have led the driver to lose control before skidding up the mountain range. France has said that it recorded an increase of more than 2,000 deaths during the last week of a record-breaking European heatwave in June, as forecasters warn of further extreme temperatures on the continent in the next few days. Deaths rose 29% in the last week of June compared to the week before, with France Health Minister Staffing raised, adding that there has been a clear increase in deaths among those over 45. France saw its hottest day ever on average countrywide on the 24th of June, with temperatures hitting almost 41 degrees Celsius in Paris and half the nation placed under a red heat alert. News of the death toll comes with parts of Europe, including the UK, pressed for more surging temperatures from this weekend. A seven-day series of state funeral ceremonies for former Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has begun in Iran, with foreign delegations from more than 100 countries arriving to attend, according to Al Jazeera. Khamenei's body lay in state in a vast hall in Tehran on Friday as scholars, officials, foreign dignitaries and other mourners paid their respect after his 37-year rule. His coffin was unveiled late on Thursday to a throng of sobbing supporters. Khamenei, 86, was killed alongside several relatives, including his daughter, son-in-law and 3-year-old granddaughter in an airstrike on February 28th, the first day of the U.S.-Israel war on Iran. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan region. Moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is also likely at a few places in the hilly and Tarai regions of the country. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and in the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumbini province, as well as the Tarai region of Sudur Pashchim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Constitutional Council recommends Man Bahadur Karki for appointment as Chief Election Commissioner, Kathmandu Valley water supply to remain suspended throughout the monsoon after flooding at the source of Milamchi drinking water project. At least 32 people die after overcrowded bus plunges into ravine in Pakistan. And France records 2,025 excess death at peak of heatwave as Europe braces for more extreme weather. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.